Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly with you, broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly BI membership, where the buzz is always about great service. It is a victory Monday for the Tennessee Titans for the first time in a little under 11 months. It has been a long time since the Titans have won a football game. It was not the usual way you see an NFL team win a football game, but the Titans got it done in one of the strangest games I have ever seen in my life. 22-21 over the Arizona Cardinals, coming back from down 21-6 in the fourth quarter. Fumbles everywhere in one end zone, in the other end zone, and Cam Ward makes a couple plays down the stretch to get the Titans in the win column, now 1-4 on the year. We are taking your reaction all show long. I know there's going to be a lot of people out there who are excited and want to enjoy the win. There are going to be a lot of others who, you know, realize that the Titans didn't play all that well yesterday, but they did take the win when it was given to them. We'd like to hear all of it from you. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're going to hit all sides of this because a win is a win. You are what your record says you are, and your record now does not say you are winless. The Jets are now the only winless team left in the National Football League. But you also have to look at what happened in that game and realize that, hey, if the Titans are going to start showing progress, you're not going to win a lot of games the way they won games yesterday. So we'll get into all of it throughout the show. 2349 on the text line says it was absolutely the weirdest win that I've seen from the Titans. 100%. I told Parker yesterday that I had planned out the entire show at halftime because it was the same old stuff that we've seen from the Titans all year long. Literally the entire year we had seen Brian Callahan making some mistakes because he, again, this isn't going to be remembered because of all the craziness from the fourth quarter, but he botched the end of half situation again, going for it on 4th and 10. And luckily, the sack from Arden Key made sure that the Titans didn't give up points on that, but they probably should have. And Cam Ward was not very good. He was 5 of 16 through the first half. Again, you have to look at that stuff, but also realize that they did make the plays down the stretch, and the Titans were able to get the win. 3337 says, we can say how much the Titans suck all day and how we were given the game and whatever, but our defense got a shutout in the second half. You know, probably shouldn't have. And our offense had 200 yards and 16 points in the fourth quarter. Our special teams won the game. Tighten up. That's kind of where I am, too. The Titans did not play well yesterday. That was not a well-played football game from the Tennessee Titans, but they got the win. And as we saw in Denver to start the year, sometimes the other team is just going to give it to you, but you have to be able to take it, right? Like the Titans were handed a game in Denver, and they refused to take it because they kept making their own stupid mistakes. Well, guess what? The Cardinals handed you that game yesterday, and you were able to take it and get the win. So, you know, props to the Titans. Happy for that locker room for Brian Callahan because you could tell how much they needed a win. And to get one, maybe that's something that can spark them again. They're playing the Raiders this week, who they just got blown out by the Colts yesterday. So maybe a chance for the Titans to string back-to-back wins together for the first time in 3 years. I doubt it, but it's possible. The Raiders aren't very good. But it's a win. It is a win. Again, I was, Parker, we were talking about this. Like, we were ready to come in here and have the exact same conversations as we have been for the last 4 weeks of Brian Callahan making mistakes and not putting the team in the right position to succeed. I mean, even late in that game, not going for two after that first touchdown felt like a blunder again from Brian Callahan. And obviously, it ended up being an issue because Joey Sly shanked the extra point. But Brian Callahan had his mistakes. Again, Cam Ward was 5-16 in the first half. Not all his fault. There were some drops in there. But overall was not great. But the fourth quarter, that's what people are going to remember from that game. And hopefully that leaves a good taste in their mouths heading into this week because, God, this team needed something different. They needed to get into a rhythm, and they finally did that in the fourth quarter.
First of all, good morning, Jake.
Good morning.
Good morning, that was a Nashville. It's a beautiful day. It's raining outside, but it feels like the sun is shining. We're talking about a Tennessee Titans win for the first time this year, and we were talking about it. Man, I was ready to come in guns a-blazing after that first half. You were telling me that you had the grid planned out.
The show was completely planned at halftime because I did not expect anything to change.
Man, and we are sitting here, we're talking about a Tennessee Titans victory. Now, there are several things that we are going to be pessimistic about, and we could poke fun at, and we could criticize, but what the main takeaway needs to be is this team just kept chopping away. No matter how bad things were, no matter how bad the roster is, they just kept chopping. They kept chopping the wood, and they got the win. That is the most important thing. And most importantly, the fans of this city, as someone who's lived here my entire life, the fans of this city deserved the win yesterday, and they got it. And I'm so happy to be talking about a win.
Yes, it is. We were begging for a win last week. Just like, please give us something different to talk about. Because, you know, when the team loses and they look like they did for the first three quarters yesterday, you really can't change much of the conversation. All it's going to be is the team's not good enough. When's Brian Callahan going to get fired? We at least get a break from that for now, because the team did win a football game, and you have to give them credit for winning the football game, even though, I heard Robbie and Retro talking about this morning, about all the tweets, like Ryan Fitzpatrick saying that is the worst loss he's ever seen, and he might be right. I mean, if Amani DiMercato just holds on to that ball for a millisecond longer, none of this happens. 28-6 was over. You had zero chance to come back from that, but he did drop the ball. And Cam Ward makes a couple of good throws on the next drive. You're back within nine. And then as crazy as DiMercato fumbling it at the goal line was, the interception, that may be one of the craziest plays in NFL history. Like, I know there's been a lot of plays, and I wouldn't say it's the craziest, but I was sitting there just laughing out loud at my TV because that could not have gone worse for the Cardinals. Like, they finally made a play and stopped the momentum. Like, the Titans basically had to be perfect the rest of the way to win that game. And they made Cam Ward make a mistake. It was a great deflection by the defender who jumped right in front of him and knocked it. A great catch by the DB to make the interception. I mean, those are some good hands for a defensive back to be able to pull that in. But just drops the ball. Inexplicably drops the ball, and then three Cardinals players just kick it into the end zone for Tyler Lockett to recover for a touchdown. I have never seen anything like that in my life, and, you know, Rand Carthon, the ball's not round. Sometimes it doesn't bounce your way. Man, that is the ultimate example of the ball bouncing your way, because it looked like playing Madden or something like that, when for some reason the defensive defensive players just don't want to pick up the ball, and it's just bouncing around. I mean, Titans could not have gotten any more lucky on that play. And, you know, from then on out, they made the plays necessary to win the game. And we'll talk about Brian Callahan more later, but I do want to give Brian Callahan credit, a guy who has struggled with game management and even struggled with game management yesterday. I thought he handled the timeout situation down the stretch about as well as you can. Like, in terms of clock management and putting the team in a position to go win the game as time expired, I think he did a great job calling those first two timeouts early, then not calling the third one, which basically forced the Cardinals to run it, because if you throw the ball, it's incomplete, then you don't get to waste the two-minute warning before the Titans get the ball back. So that was massive from Brian Callahan, and Cam Ward makes the throw to set up the field goal. I mean, that game was absolutely hammered. I mean, there's nothing else you can say. It's a win, but I think you could have played that game from 21-6 1,000 times, and the Titans probably lose 999. That was the Doctor Strange, the how many do we win?
One.
And that was it, because the ball just bounced the Titans' way down the stretch. Now, they made plays. I don't want to just say the Titans got completely lucky. They did get very lucky, but they did make the plays necessary down the stretch to go win a football game. And right now, if you're the Tennessee Titans, and again, we said it all last week, you have lost 36 of 45 games. You will take any win, whichever way it comes. You know, Don't apologize for winning the football game, even though the Cardinals handed it to you on a silver platter. Like, don't apologize for winning a football game. You don't win many football games, and the Titans, they are 1-4. They are 1-4. And you got to give them credit. They did what they had to do to put a mark in the win column for the first time in almost a year.
Yeah, and you could tell, TD tweeted this out yesterday, but you could just tell in the locker room after, the way the players were talking in the post game, that was just a team that was just, they needed something. They needed something to build off of. They were starved of the win. This team hadn't won a game in the last 10 games, so they really desperately needed a win. And for them to just get kicked in the teeth repeatedly for the dating all the way back to last year, and for them to just keep showing up and just keep sometimes. That's all it takes. And yeah, there were a lot of mistakes. And yeah, you got lucky. I personally thought the guy who picked it off for the Cardinals was down, and the Titans may have caught a huge break
right
there.
They didn't touch him.
They didn't touch him?
No, they didn't touch him. I saw this from multiple people like, oh, the Titans got lucky that that he wasn't called down. No one touched him.
I thought when he had his knee down originally that he got touched in the back.
No one was near him.
Either way.
He did not get touched. So that was... That was, you know, it was a break because he dropped it, but...
either way, the Titans got a win. They kept showing up. That's what I'm going to keep harping on because that part is impressive.
Right. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. We'd love to hear from you. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jeremy in Clarksville says, seriously, this was a Cardinals loss. All it was, the Titans weren't great. They got lucky. They can't depend on an opponent meltdown to win. Jeremy. They won the game. Like that, you take this team is in no state to be picking and choosing what games they can win. They won the football game, and that's all you can ask for. Like, yes, the Cardinals handed it to them. They completely melted down, but the Titans didn't. I mean, the Broncos melted down too. The Broncos gave the Titans every chance to win that game in week one, and the Titans couldn't take advantage of it. They did yesterday. Again, Cardinals. They deserve the majority of the percentage blame for that comeback happening. Like, the Titans did just enough to win, but again, you can't pick and choose your wins when you've been this bad for this long. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Plenty to get to about the Titans today. We'll also touch on some college football later on in the show, but mostly Titans. When the team gets a win, we've got to stick with it. Cam Ward was bad through about 2.5 quarters yesterday. But he grew up right in front of our eyes in that fourth quarter and flipped a switch. Not saying that this is going to be exactly what we see from Cam Ward moving forward from here on out, but that was a great fourth quarter from Cam Ward. We'll talk about it coming up next and get to your phone. 615-737-1025. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly. With you on a Titans victory Monday here on Next Man Up, 102.5 The Game. That was Brian Callahan after the game yesterday talking about Cam Ward's performance. Cam was bad in the first half. 5 of 16. And there were some drops in there. But you do have to look at the drops of, you know, was the ball placed where it needed to be? I think Elik Iyemanner had one clear drop. But another one, Iyemanner maybe alligator armed it a little bit, got him in the fingertips, not perfect ball placement. And then the Tyler Lockett one, yeah, it hit Tyler Lockett in the hands, but probably should have been thrown out a little further out in front instead of behind him. So Cam Ward, bad first half. They needed him late in that game to step up and lead the comeback, and he did. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, Next Man Up, 102.5 The Game, recapping the Titans' 22-21 win. No matter how weird it was, it counts as a win for the Tennessee Titans yesterday, their first one since Thanksgiving week last year. Now, Cam Ward, I was ready to come in here and talk more about his accuracy issues because that would be 2 weeks in a row where he had really struggled just to put the ball where it needed to be. Last week against the Texans, he missed a lot of easy throws, only threw for a little over 100 yards, was 10 of 26, and it looked like we were trending in a very similar direction early in that game. And then the fourth quarter happened, and it felt to me like that throw to Calvin Ridley, the dart he threw over the middle that Ridley caught and ended up being almost a 50-yard gain, like that was what Cam Ward needed. just to see one of those completed down the field, because he hadn't had many of those through the first 4 weeks, and it felt like that got him in a little bit of a groove. Yes, he did have the interception, which, as lucky as it was for the Titans to end up with a touchdown on that play, I mean, that was... Cam Ward obviously didn't think that was going to get deflected straight up in the air and was going to get intercepted. Was it a smart play? Probably not, but it was a great play by the Cardinals to get a hand on that and then make a great play on the ball. But Cam Ward grew up right in front of our eyes in yesterday's game, and he's got to do it for longer than one quarter, right? Like, this isn't, we can't anoint him as the franchise quarterback for sure based on one quarter, but you saw it. That's why he was drafted number one overall in April. Like, you saw it yesterday. He made the throws. The throw to Ridley over the middle really sparked the offense. Was it the very next play he hit helm? Where it's like, it was a little bit of a duck, but he got hit as he let it go and still muscled it right to where it needed to be for Gunnar Helm to make a play on the ball. And then, of course, the throw that set up the field goal. I mean, he couldn't have put that anywhere else. Like, it was a beautiful throw to Calvin Ridley. Again, it's one quarter. Cam Ward needs to show consistency. But you could see that he finally found a rhythm, and he made multiple pinpoint throws when he needed to. Because if he didn't make all of those throws, the Titans probably don't win that game yesterday.
Yeah, and the accuracy issues in the first half, it reminded me of what I saw at Joe Milton at Tennessee, where everything is a rocket, and you got to throw a catch-friendly football. And Cam Ward was simply not doing that in the first half. Now, the second half was a completely different story. And that two-minute drill, as a former quarterback, it gave me goosebumps. The hair was standing up on my forearms. I'm like, that is what you want to see out of your hopeful-to-be franchise quarterback. And I've played the position. I know how hard it is at the collegiate level to lead a two-minute drive, especially when you're a first-year guy. Imagine that amplified at the NFL level and the poise that Cam Ward showed on that two-minute drive. It was a thing of beauty, and it gives you all the confidence in the world that you drafted the right guy.
Right. To make that throw in that moment is massive. And, again, the Cardinals should not have been in that position to lose that game. But guess what? The Titans got the ball back down by two with a chance to go win the game, and your rookie quarterback made the throw that he needed to in the moment that he needed to set up that field goal. So you got to give Cam Ward credit while also understanding that he's got to play like that for more than just one quarter. And I feel like this is a perfect week for Cam Ward to try and build off that, right? Like, you got the Raiders coming up. You now have that feeling of what it's like when the results look good, right? Like, the Broncos game, everybody came out of that, and all of the people who watched the film were saying, man, Cam Ward, like, the stats don't show how well he played yesterday. And that's all fine and good, but that doesn't give you the same feeling if you're the quarterback of confidence than when you actually go out and make the throws and it leads you to a win. And we'll see if Cam Ward can build off that this week, and we can see more consistency. Because I've been saying it since the Rams game, like, Cam Ward needs to do regular quarterback things more consistently. Yes, you need him to make the crazy throws every once in a while, and he's proven that he can do that. But I thought yesterday in the second half, he was taking what the defense was giving him more. Early on in that game, it might have been the second drive of the game, first drive of the game, Cam Ward was rolling out and had Chigakonkwo in the flats wide open. Now, it wasn't going to be a 15-yard gain, but it probably would have gotten you six on first and 10. And instead, he passed it up. He was looking for Elik Iyemanner opening up over the middle of the field. He didn't. He had to scramble, and he got like a yard. You got to take what the defense is giving to you. And I think he did that down the stretch. Like, he had a couple of plays where he knew you needed 3 yards. He got you 3 yards. He checked it down to Pollard a couple times on that two-minute drill. He found Gunnar Helm for a first down. He found Chig for a first down. And then when you needed the big throw, he made it to Calvin Ridley. I think we saw what you hope Cam Ward can become in that two-minute drill yesterday against the Cardinals. You got to see it more consistently, but that is what you need from your rookie quarterback, and that was what you saw when you drafted him first overall. Really encouraged by the finish to that game from Cam Ward. Obviously, the whole day wasn't good enough, and he's got to do that for a full game coming up against the Raiders, but really encouraged with what I saw from Cam Ward. Let's go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Trey is on the line. Trey, thanks for calling. What are your thoughts on the game yesterday?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you, Trey?
My thoughts of it is that, you know, I would have liked to see more of, like, systematic drives going down the field where actually, you know, he set up plays in the red zone, getting a few touchdowns in the red zones that way. I'm not too keen on the improv stuff that he does. Yeah, it looks good. We won yesterday. It's great that we won yesterday. But how many games he's going to be able to go out and win that way? I'm not knocking him. I think he did great. But that improv thing, I don't like. And I need to see more of a system going forward. And y'all have a good day. Thank y'all.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Trey. I mean, he is correct. You're not going to win many games that way. I don't know if you'll win any other games that way, because that was one of the strangest games I've ever seen. But Cam Ward did move the ball down pretty systematically over the last three drives. Yes, he threw the interception, and that's obviously a point you have to make in this game, that he did throw the back-breaking interception. It was deflected. It's not like he threw it right to the DB, but he did throw the pick that should have lost them the game. They got lucky that the DB fell down, fumbled it, and it ended up in the end zone for a touchdown. So, yet that has to be mentioned in this. But outside of that throw, that fourth quarter was about as good as you could ask for from your rookie quarterback. And again, it's one quarter. Like, the first three quarters weren't good enough. The third quarter, I thought he did a better job of not trying to force things and playing within the offense, but the Titans just kept running routes short of the sticks. Like, they got into three straight fourth and shorts, and they punted every time. But it was basically just because they kept throwing the ball short of the sticks and they couldn't get the first down. So the third quarter, I thought he was fine. It just, they couldn't move the football. The fourth quarter, I think that's about as good as you can ask your rookie quarterback to be outside of the interception. And he made some plays. And that, you need to see it on a more consistent basis. But I really liked what we saw from Cam Ward down the stretch. Now, can he put that into practice and do that all game long against the Raiders? He's not going to be perfect. He's still a rookie. But you need to see that rhythm. And that he just looked like he was in that that flow state as a quarterback at the end that we haven't seen from him. It kind of felt like he was overthinking a lot of the things early on. It looked like he was just out there ripping it at the end of that game, and that's huge for Cam Ward.
And the mental fortitude that it takes to get yourself out of the hole, because he was struggling. He was struggling really bad, and he had kind of been getting worse and worse by the week in terms of his accuracy. But to be able to mentally get yourself out of that hole and lead a two-minute drive, that's the thing that we've been talking about with Cam Ward, especially when he was coming out of college at Miami. The short-term memory, the poise, the even keel mentality of not getting too high and not getting too low, because things were really low at one point, but to be able to dig himself out of that hole and thus dig the team out of a hole, because it all starts with the quarterback, and he did that. And that's very encouraging to see. If you're a fan, if you're a coach, if you're the front office, that's exactly what you want to see.
Right. All we had been talking about for the last couple weeks is like, man, it's kind of looking worse every week for Cam Ward. Like, the Broncos game I thought was maybe his best game, and then you slowly were just seeing less of the good, more of the bad. He finally flipped the switch. And again, it can't just be that quarter and you go back to being 5 of 16 in a half of football for 58 yards or whatever he was at halftime. But he figured it out. And you hope that is a flip of the switch for good. Again, he's not going to be perfect, but you hope that that is more of what we see from Cam Ward instead of just a flash in the pan for one quarter in what was just a wild game in Arizona yesterday. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. We'll continue to take your texts and calls. Our phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Lots of texts. We'll get to some coming up next. Mondays were made for Macero. Big screens, bold flavors, and all the football action from queso to kickoffs. This is how Macero does game night. Macero Football Mondays in 12 South. Don't miss a snap. More on Cam Ward coming up next. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, next man up here on 102.5 The Game. TVD with Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan will be broadcasting live at the all-new Circa Sportsbook Kentucky in the Mint Gaming Hall today prior to the Monday night football game. Head up there and watch the Chiefs-Jaguars game, plus ask about Circa's giveaway of a trip to Las Vegas for this week's Titans and Raiders game. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, next man up, 102.5 The Game, recapping a Titans win for the first time this season, for the first time in a long time, 22-21 over the Arizona Cardinals. It was not pretty, but it's a win, and the Titans will take it. They'll look to build on that against the Raiders coming up on Sunday in Las Vegas. Cam Ward, again, overall, if you look at the total body of work in that game, was not good enough. And he missed a couple of throws. We haven't talked about the deep shots to Chim Dike, which I love that they called. I've been asking for it for a while with TD this week. We were talking about it like, hey, Chim Dike has 5 catches for 1 yard this season. Like, can we get him down the field, show off the speed? And they took 2 shots to him in the second quarter, and Cam Ward missed him both times, overshot him on both throws. And again, that it wasn't good enough for Cam Ward through the first 2.5, 3 quarters of this game. But man, when they finally got that spark, when DeMarcado dropped that football before going into the end zone, it felt like the Titans said, you know what? This is our opportunity. They just gave us a massive break to stay in this game. Let's go take it. And they did. Again, it took some more luck. We also haven't mentioned that Kyler Murray took a snap off his face mask that ended up being a fumble on the edge of the red zone too. Like, every bounce that needed to go the Titans' way to win that game did. But Cam Ward also made the throws necessary in the final couple of minutes to win that football game. I mean, that throw down to Calvin Ridley to set up the field goal, like, that is why you take the quarterback number one overall. And I've been seeing plenty of people out there this week and even during the game yesterday saying, oh, you should have taken the Giants picks. You should have taken the trade with the Giants. But guess what? Eventually, you have to take a shot on a quarterback that you believe can be the franchise guy, because you are not going to win playoff games in the AFC with just a guy playing quarterback. It's just not going to happen. You cannot sign Daniel Jones off the street. Like, I'm sorry, I know the Colts have the best record in the AFC right now, but when they get to the playoffs, because I do think the Colts end up winning the division based on what we've seen so far, although the Texans looked good yesterday, they blew out the Cooper Rush-led Baltimore Ravens. When the Colts get to the playoffs and they have to face, let's say they're the 4 seed, they have to face Lamar Jackson, because I think the Ravens end up making a run, get a wild card spot. Let's say they face Lamar Jackson in the first round, then Josh Allen in the divisional round, and Patrick Mahomes in the championship game. Do you think Daniel Jones, no matter how good the team is around him, is going to outduel those 3 guys in 3 consecutive weeks to go to the Super Bowl? No. At least I don't. You need a guy who can stack up with the top-tier quarterbacks in the AFC. And you felt like you had a chance to take that guy at number one, you take him. And I know it hasn't looked good enough for Cam Ward overall this year. Like, he has not come in and lit the world on fire. But yesterday, you saw why you take that guy number one overall. He was clutch, he made some big-time throws, and set you up to win the football game. Was it perfect? Absolutely not. And should he have won the game? Absolutely not. But he did. He made the throws, he set you up. Joey Sly almost missed the field goal, but you won the football game pretty much because of your young quarterback in those final minutes. Like, you got all the breaks to get you to that 21-19 drive with 2 minutes left to go win the game, and your young quarterback won you the football game. Right. I get it. It's just one quarter. But that's why you take the quarterback number one overall, and you don't trade for some future prospect of who might be in next year's quarterback class. Because as we've seen, the quarterbacks coming out next year aren't very good.
You took the words right out of my mouth. We've been watching these guys. Cade Klubnik was talked about a lot. You sure you want to take a chance on Cade Klubnik right now? Garrett Nussmeier? Not really. Sam Levitt?
How is the savior Arch Manning doing?
Exactly. So when you're sold on a guy, you take him. And from what I've seen off of Cam Ward early, I believe that this guy will be the franchise quarterback. Now, it's early, but the early returns, at least from what I've seen on tape and film, I believe this guy is going to be the future. However, we often don't know how good a quarterback is until the proper pieces are in place, or at least most of them. From being around the building, I can tell you with full confidence, there are some pieces in place that will benefit Cam in the long run, but the proper pieces are not in place. So we still have to see how that plays itself out.
Right. I don't think Cam Ward is going to just go on a run now and become an elite quarterback just from that game. Like, it's still going to be a bumpy road. But we saw yesterday that he has the ability, when you need him the most, to make the throws to win the game. Like, Doug from Nashville on our text line says the Cardinals set them up, not Cam. Yeah, the Cardinals gave them every opportunity to come back in that game. But you still have to go win the game.
Yeah, but who capitalized on the mistakes?
It's like,
sure, like, yeah, they fumbled the game away, but who capitalized on it?
Right. Last year in the Bears game, where Will Levis handed the game to the Cardinals, or to the Bears, they got the ball back with a chance to go win it or go tie it. It was 24-17, and he threw a pick. I believe it was the Colts game a couple weeks later where they got the ball back with a chance to go tie or win the game, and he went 3-and-out with 3 straight incompletions. Cam Ward, despite everything that happened before that, you still needed him to go lead a drive from your own 20 to get into field goal range and go win that football game, and he did it. Am I saying that makes Cam Ward the MVP? Absolutely not. But I think you have to look at that and say, that is why they took him number one. And if you start to see that on a more consistent basis of him taking what the defense gives him and then taking his shots when he can and being selective, but hitting those throws, you've got yourself something special. And it's one game, but we finally saw it, right? Like, we finally saw the results come through for Cam Ward. He's made plenty of good throws this year. He's made plenty of bad throws. But he came through in the final 2 minutes when you had a chance to go win the game. And you got to give him credit for that. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. The Blue Raiders will take on Missouri State this Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Catch all of the action on Totally Hits 93.3, with coverage also available on the Totally Hits Nashville app and at TotallyHitsNashville.com. Couple more thoughts on Cam Ward. We also need to talk about Brian Callahan, because as great as it is to see a win, he still had his struggles yesterday. And I do want to give credit to the offensive line. We'll do all of that coming up throughout the show. But a couple more thoughts on Cam Ward. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, next man up here on 102.5 The Game. That was Brian Callahan yesterday after the game, talking about the 2-minute drill that led to a Titans victory, 22-21, over the Arizona Cardinals in Glendale yesterday. Titans now 1-4. They've won their first game in 11 tries dating back to November of last year. A much-needed win. All the reports coming from Arizona were the Titans' locker room celebration was loud. It was energetic. They needed that win, and you could see it during the game that that team wanted that game bad. The Cardinals gave it to them. They did. Like, the Cardinals, all they needed was one of those plays that was just absolutely ridiculous and went against them to go for them. Like, Kyler Murray doesn't take a snap off his face mask that leads to a turnover when you're already in field goal range. The Titans don't win that game. If DeMarcado just holds on to the ball and crosses the goal line, the Titans don't win that game. If your defensive back doesn't roll over on the football and lose it, and it ends up pinballing off of 3 of your other players' feet into the end zone for Tyler Lockett to score a touchdown, the Titans don't win that game. But all of those things happen, and the Titans are in the win column. Again, I said it off the top of the show. The Titans are in no position to apologize for the way that they win football games. They need to just win football games, and they did that yesterday. Cam Ward, despite a slow start, and, you know, you look at, he played 3 halves of football, 6 quarters of football, and was, what, 15 of 42 for like 150 yards over the last game and a half before the third quarter against Arizona yesterday. It was bad, and Cam Ward was looking inaccurate, but we saw the rhythm start to come about when he hit Calvin Ridley for that deep ball over the middle. That was the play that I think really sparked it for Cam Ward. but we have to see it continue. This is a game coming up this week against another bad team. The Las Vegas Raiders are 1-4 as well. They just got blown out by the Colts. What was the final of that game? Like 41-10?
I think it was 40-6.
Yeah. Horrible. And you know, the Colts have obviously 40-6. The Colts scored 20 in the second and 20 in the third. The Colts obviously are better than we all expected them to be this year. We saw it firsthand in Nissan Stadium a couple of weeks ago. But this is a Raiders team that is more than beatable for the Titans. The Titans can go in there and win that game. Now, you can't play the way you did for 43 minutes or whatever it was, maybe even more than that, because what? The DeMarcado touchdown would have come with 13 minutes left in the game? I mean, the way that that game flipped on its head from that fumble on was unbelievable. And the Titans had no business being in that game, but they still won it. Now you've got to go play four quarters the way you played that last one, because not only was Cam Ward really good in the fourth quarter, the defense stepped up in the fourth quarter. Like, the Cardinals just needed one more first down to ice that game away, and the Titans defense, which has struggled with tackling at times this year, they got them down, they forced the punt, and they let Cam Ward go win the game for him. And I don't know if that's a sign of things to come. I don't know if it's a fluke, but that team looked like a team that can actually play at the NFL level down the stretch, which they hadn't looked like that for a long time. It's been so bad around here for so long. The Titans finally get a win, and as much as Cam Ward has struggled so far this year, I just want to give him credit for the way that he played down the stretch. Cody on the YouTube chat says, before that fourth quarter comeback, the Titans needed to sit Cam Ward. I'm not quite on that train yet. He says his footwork was bad, bad decision-making, held the ball too long, which is true. He was playing the same way he has for the last couple of weeks when we've said that he has not been good enough. Is that fourth quarter what he's going to be moving forward, or was it just a flash in the pan? I think that's what we're going to find out on Sunday against Las Vegas. Can he build on that and have a more consistent game against the Raiders? Can you have a game where you're not talking about Cam Ward having like a 35% completion percentage at some point? Because we really haven't had that much throughout this year. He needs to build off that and have a full game against Las Vegas. And if the Titans win that game, then you start to feel better about the progress that this team is making overall.
Absolutely. I think the trajectory of this team is, a lot of it is determined on how good Cam Ward does. So I see him, you know, he did this in college, going back to his days at Incarnate Word, just continue to build off of the things that went well. Having that short-term memory, kind of you left the game with a good taste in your mouth. Now, how can you build off of that next week? You still have one more home game against the Raiders, one more road game in this three-game road game stretch. How can you build off of that heading into a home game versus Mike Vrabel when he returns to town?
Yeah, and Mike Vrabel's Patriots getting a big win, ending the last unbeaten season. So I guess did the 72 Dolphins pop their champagne last night? They got a couple of, the Eagles had no business losing that game yesterday. It was what, 17-3? And they ended up losing 21-17 at home.
Yeah, and the... How many did 18 unanswered for the Broncos?
Yeah, it was 21-17 was the final. Yeah. So the Broncos come back and get that win. No more undefeated teams, and the Titans avoided being one of two winless teams left. The Jets are 0-5. We had the conversation 6 days ago about who is the worst winless team. Well, the Titans are no longer in that conversation. It is just the New York Jets, 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 Jets. The Titans, again, we're going to find out on Sunday whether this is a spark for this team because everything that we've seen about Brian Callahan's job status is he needs to show progress. One win doesn't show progress. But if you can show that, hey, we didn't have some things go our way early on, we finally got the bounces that we needed, and we went out and won a football game, and we can build off of that next week in Las Vegas, or does it go back to what we saw through the first 45 minutes of that game, where your defense was getting gashed, your offense couldn't move the football, and your kicker couldn't make field goals or extra points? Like, do we go back to that, or do we see the team that came back and rose from the ashes to get a win This is an important game for Brian Callahan, for Cam Ward, for this team coming up on Sunday. You're facing a bad team coming off an emotional win. Go and beat the Raiders. Like, that is, for Brian Callahan, I think he still has a long way to go to save his job, and we'll get into that more here in the second hour. But this might be a must-win game for him to start digging himself out of the hole that he's in, because it's a deep hole. Yesterday's win doesn't change that Brian Callahan likely is not the head coach of this team in 2026. But if you can get some momentum going and you beat the Raiders on Sunday, who knows if maybe that starts to get him a little bit closer to where you could conceivably see him sticking around. I doubt it, but a win on Sunday at least is a step in the right direction.
I'd argue every game's a must-win at this point. Yesterday does nothing but put a Band-Aid on it.
Right. Okay? No. Yesterday, and we're gonna talk about Brian Callahan coming up next, but like, yesterday does not change my thoughts about what Brian Callahan's job status is moving forward. But it is something that could get this team having some good feelings. Like, we talked with TD last week. You need to see the ball go through the net. They saw one go down. It might have been a half-court behind-the-back shot that just randomly bounced off enough things and bounced in, but they saw one go through the net. And maybe that's enough to get them on a little bit of a, you know, a winning streak of two games. Hasn't happened here since November of 2022.
Feels like an eternity ago.
The last time the Titans won back-to-back games was beating the Broncos at home. I believe that was like November 13th of 2022. And then they beat the Packers 4 days later in Lambeau. That is the last time the Titans won back-to-back games. Go win back-to-back games. Like, that's you have to do that. You have to be able to put together, like, you got lucky to win that game yesterday, but you are facing a team that might be just as bad as you on Sunday. And that's hard to do.
I think this win yesterday started a new timeline for the Titans. Are you going to win back-to-back games for the first time since 2022? Are you going to respond? Or are you going to go back and revert to the old style of which right. You're used to playing? Brian Callahan's a dead man walking, and this team is under an incredible amount of fire. How are you going to bottle that up and go out and prove that us media who we're talking about are wrong? I think this win yesterday started a new timeline for the team in the Brian Callahan era.
That is the big question this week, is was yesterday just a game that you got lucky to win, or was it a spark that you can build off of to show some progress? And we're going to find out on Sunday. Because again, if you're right, if they revert back to what we've seen through the first month of the season, Brian Callahan is still not long for this job. But you at least have the confidence that you have won a football game. Can you build on that and go win another? We'll see on Sunday. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Titans win 22-21 in one of the strangest games that you will ever see across the National Football League. The Titans were handed that game, but again, you got to give them credit for taking it, because they've had plenty of games that they've been given over this horrible three-year stretch. A lot of times they don't take it when the other team tries to give it to them. They did yesterday and won 22-21. Brian Callahan got the win. But there was still plenty that went wrong for Brian Callahan yesterday. Is this enough to start digging him out of that hole? We'll dive deeper into that coming up next. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly with you again on a Titans victory Monday. As weird as it happened, enjoy it, Titans fans. It's a win. You don't get many of those around here. 615-737-1025. Preds fans, Smashville Live returns tomorrow night at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs at 6 p.m. See your Predators star players up close and personal, and also get autographs and pictures. Tomorrow's Preds player guests will be Nick Hague and Nick Perbix. That's tomorrow night at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs and on 102.5 The Game. Hour number one in the books. We'll be back right after this. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, next man up, 102.5 The Game.